Our reading is from Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 2. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I have to tell you something funny. This morning, I was talking to Penny, and she said, I knew we'd had some storms, but I didn't know boats had blown up in here. I feel like I can still hear the kids in this room. Can you hear them? The sanctuary was filled every morning with kids of all ages, preschoolers and kindergartners and senior citizens, elementary age kids and teenagers and parents, pastors and children's directors and volunteers, some of whom don't even go to our church. All of them were here in this room for the opening of VBS each day. All of them were singing and dancing to the VBS songs for this year. All of them were watching Pastor Arthur talking to a purple otter puppet. And both Arthur and the puppet were interacting with videos that were playing on the walls back here. It was fun. It was loud. It was beautiful chaos. After the opening each day, the groups would then divide up and they would rotate through different stations that were here in this building and also over at Restore. Some of the stations were mostly just about fun. There was a recreation station and there was a snack station. What's VBS without a good snack, right? And there were also good learning stations. There was a science station, and there were, of course, Bible stories. Then, a few hours later, everyone would gather back in here for more singing and more dancing and more pastors talking to puppets, and then it was time to go home. During the week, each time the children gathered here in this room, they were reminded of their verse for the week. It was all over the church. It was everywhere. Isaiah 43, 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Does that sound familiar? It should. Now, clearly, this was a perfect verse for VBS this year because the theme, I don't know if you can tell, but the theme was Rolling River Rampage. And the tagline for this VBS was, experience the ride of a lifetime with God. In their Bible story sessions, the kids learned about what a ride, what a journey life with God was for different people like the disciples and Mary and Martha and Zacchaeus. They heard about that special meal that we will celebrate later that Jesus had with his followers before he was arrested. And they heard about Jesus' mission for all of our lives when he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. But let's look a little closer at the scripture for today, which includes that VBS key verse. It is not entirely clear, But many Bible scholars estimate that this part of the book of Isaiah was written when the Babylonian Empire was beginning to decline. And the people who were in exile were beginning to be hopeful again. They were beginning to hope that they might return to Jerusalem one day. They were hoping that the sentence that they were serving for their wrongdoing and their years of exile were about to come to a close. And it is that hope to which the writer of these verses speaks. God will provide a safe passage back to Jerusalem, and God and his glory will reign forever. But look at these verses and look at some of the images that are used here. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. The hearers of these verses are reminded of their origins. They're reminded how their nation was formed through the blessing on Jacob. It uses Jacob's given name and his God-given name, Israel, and they're reminded. And it also reminds them that God is their creator, not just of their nation when he formed their nation, but of them individually. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Do not fear. Do not fear would remind the hearers of God's words to Abraham, because that's what he said to Abraham right before he made a covenant with him. A covenant through which all of God's people have been blessed ever since. And they're also hearing that God is Redeemer. He is not just Creator. That is not just a New Testament idea. God is Redeemer and Savior. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Words about passing through waters and rivers would have been strong reminders to these people of that story of the Exodus. When God used Moses to lead his people through the sea and away from Egypt, and also when he led them into the promised land behind Joshua through the waters. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Flames did not consume that bush that day that got Moses' attention. That odd, odd bush. All of these things, all of these words and images evoked in the original hearers of this message a reaction that was deep within them, beyond just a reaction to the plain meaning of the words, because they connected them to those stories. Stories that were important. Stories that told them who they were, that told them who God was, and told them about those promises between them. Even though they might have been sitting in exile in a foreign land, even though they had been ripped away from their homes, even though they knew that the temple and their lands were in ruins, these people were still connected. They were still connected to each other, and they were connected to God. And they were connected by something much, much bigger than land and buildings. And these stories told them that. These stories reminded them of that. So as we sit here this morning, surrounded by the reminders of VBS, and as the week ahead of us is one which includes the 4th of July, I can't help but think how important our stories are to us. Stories from history, which connect us to the men and the women who founded our country and the principles which it was founded upon. Stories from the Bible, like those that flow just underneath this passage from Isaiah, in which connect us through the ages to our mothers and fathers in faith. Stories from the Bible, like the ones that the children heard this week, which help us to know Jesus and who he is and who he calls us to be. Stories which become a part of us. They become a part of who we are in ways that we don't even understand sometimes. As we sit here this morning in this building which we call our church home, I can't help but think of some other important stories that we all share as a church family. Stories of water and fire. Stories of the water of baptism, which so many infants and young people and adults have passed through here. Waters which join us all together as God's people. Stories of fire, real fire. Fire which burned down this sanctuary and may have exiled this church from worshiping here for a time, but a fire which did not consume the people who call themselves Alabaster First United Methodist Church. All of you probably have stories of your own, individual stories of waters which threatened to wash you away, of fires which tried to consume you. But you are here today. You are here today, a testimony to how God brought you through. And those of us who have been here at Alabaster First for any amount of time have stories about this place too. Stories of financial floods and financial droughts. Stories of the fire of passion and disagreements. But we are still here today, a testimony to how God has always brought us through. There are surely still waters to pass through, and there are surely still fires that will burn so close that we will feel scalded. But when you pass through waters, I will be with you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. Do you hear the echoes of your stories in those words this morning? Listen closely, and I think you will. The rivers, they shall not overwhelm you, and the flame shall not consume you. Do you hear words of hope in those words this morning? Listen closely, and I think you will. As we leave here today, let's see if we can do like the kids of all ages who heard and told stories of Jesus this week, and let's hear and tell our stories. Let's remember them. And let's tell them as we go on this lifetime ride with God, our Creator and our Redeemer. And as we remember and as we share, may we know that He will be with us through the waters and through the fires. He will be with us always. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come here today and we remember our stories of times that you have brought us through. Some of us, honestly, are still wet and hot from the trials that are still among us. Help us to remember that you accompany us wherever we go, that you have always accompanied your people. Help us to not only remember, though, Lord, help us to share. Help us to share our stories. Sometimes we think To bring people to you, to make disciples for you, is a daunting task. Like, we have to know verse from the Bible, that we must be versed in theology. But Lord, what we need to do is we just need to tell our stories. So Lord, help us to remember them and help us to tell them. Because in doing so, we give ourselves hope and the world as well. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.